Stage 4. The Gallows Slope. Ancient ground plans refer to this spot on the way to the fortress ruins as the Gallows Slope or the High Court. In the 17th century, there was a gallows here as well as a wheel. Old prints and sketches clearly show the place where people were hanged. Robbery and theft were punishable by hanging in the early 9th century. Murderers and traitors were also sentenced to death and dealt with by the wheel. The hangman would shatter the accused's limbs with a wheel and then bind the body to the spokes of the wheel before putting it in the place of execution.
From the late Middle Ages, the Heron of Hohentwiel were the owners of the high jurisdiction, as it was called. This meant that they had the right to make judgments in matters of life and death. In later years, martial law of war affairs held sway. This meant that the military could decree the death penalty. The legal relationships in force for soldiers were set forth in a letter of articles on which the Guardiknecht oath was sworn. This is where punishments of these young soldier lads were determined, for example, for lying, swearing, or fighting.
There were a number of cases of murder and manslaughter. One of these occurred in 1602, when a Guardiknecht called Hans Miller stabbed his companion, the barber Martin Wicker, in a drunken state while on his way home. The death penalty was in force at that time. A convicted murderer was condemned to death by the sword with the effect from the 21st of August 1602. In spring 1635, there were two cases of manslaughter in succession. In the first case, the dragoon Nicholas Kuhn von Hundersingen stabbed his comrade Adam Wieland, known as Kurzreifen or Shorty, with a sabre. Just 1 week later, another Guardiknecht stabbed a colleague in a row over a drink. Because of the state of war in existence at the time, both were sentenced to forced labour instead of the gallows.
Soldiers would frequently desert. In 1696, five members of the Hohentwiel forces fled to Switzerland, and a few years later, five further soldiers followed them. Desertion was punishable by the death penalty. Because the deserters could not be caught, their names were inscribed on metal plates and symbolically nailed to the gallows.